We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Charlie Batch. Charlie, you've been there. You've had teammates go down and out for the season. That is tough.
It is really tough, and you see the emotions now. You know, you're hearing it from Ben Roethlisberger speak right there, and even watching the videos of Juju that went viral over the last few days. It's just tough, and you, every player, you know, that you put yourself in that situation, you're just like, wow. And especially when you add on the fact that we're not sure if we'll ever see Juju Smith-Schuster in the Steelers uniform again, and if that's the memory that you have of it, you're just like, wow, that's a tough break for a guy that everybody genuinely cares about.
So the obvious question is, who steps into the role, you know, next man up?
Yeah, and I think when you look back, and I think this is the flexibility, you know, you saw in Matt Canada's offense throughout the game after they lost Juju, Chase Claypool went in the slot. He scored a touchdown there. But now what does that look like for James Washington? How about a Cody White, somebody who we're not familiar with here in Pittsburgh, but he's received a hat, and he's now on a 53-man roster. So I think when you look at Cody White, maybe a Ray McLeod in there, huge opportunity for those guys, as you heard Mike Tomlin in his weekly press conference mention.
Okay, and what about on the defensive side? You had Stephon Tuitt hurt. He's started resumed practice this week. How are things looking for him?
Yeah, and it's tough right now because, you know, obviously we're not allowed to report what we see down there, so we have to wait for team reports. But I think right now, obviously, the clock is ticking as it relates to what Mike Tomlin and the Steelers organization is going to do as far as activation. Right now, Tuitt is trying to work his way back as fast as possible, and we can use him on that defensive front because right now Cam Hayward is essentially doing triple duty because he's trying to not only do his job, but trying to make up for what Tyson Alualu is missing and Stephon Tuitt. So, man, hats off to Cam Hayward for, you know, trying, you know, doing a lot more than what he's, was signed up for, quite frankly.
But they did what they had to do last week. It was an important win to keep this thing on track. If they can find a way to win Sunday night, they go into the bye at 500, and that would make a huge difference. So how do they match up against the Seahawks, minus Russell Wilson, but Geno Smith's a pro, too, at quarterback?
Yeah, he is. It starts with him, and he's a seasoned vet. I mean, he's been around in this league for a number of years. He has a number of starts, so it's not like you're going up completely against a rookie. So they have to be aware of that and, his arm strength, and he actually can deliver the football down the field. So they have to respect that from that perspective. But I think when you look back on the defensive side of the ball for the Seahawks, there are huge opportunities for the Steelers offense. And I know you get excited about looking at numbers, but quite frankly, we weren't where we need to be offensively as the season was going on. But I liked exactly what the Steelers offense was doing. They were able to get the running game going. Nice balance there, and Ben Roethlisberger was able to take advantage of some opportunities down the field. So if they can continue that formula and get to where they need to be, and they can get to 3-3 at this bye week, I think a lot of people will feel really good about themselves, especially after the way this season started.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Seahawks look a little banged up. They have a few players that are nursing some injuries. Is this the defense that matches up best with the emerging offense of the Steelers?
I think so. And I think when you look back, they do have some holes in the secondary there. I know we talked about the loss of Juju Smith-Schuster there, but they do have some opportunity to take in a passing game. So I think when you look to see where they are with that, playing in front of Heinz Field, communication should not be an issue. And I love where the offensive line has taken that step from over the last 2 weeks. So if they can get that consistency going and control that line of scrimmage, I like where this offense is going.
We're with Charlie Batch, former Steelers quarterback. So I mentally, as a player, knowing you got a bye ahead, that's got to be, you know, not unlike when you know vacation's coming up, right? So they should be in a good mood, fired up, and They need to get this one.
Absolutely. And everybody and every player and even fans, I mean, you look back and say, hey, when's our bye week? Because ideally you would like to have that in the middle of the season. This one here will come out week seven. So, you can kind of get away with that one. You much rather have this as opposed to watching that Eagles game last night and you hear their schedule and they're like, hey, they don't have a bye week until week 13 or week 14. I'm like, wow, I can't imagine going that many weeks without a bye week. So the Steelers, you know, they can get this win against the Seahawks, and then now, you know, you start getting to your health, your players healthy, and hopefully, you know, get to a tough part of the season that we know that, you know, is going to be challenging for this team. But this team is up for it. We're all going to be rooting for them. And I really feel like they're going to get this win this weekend.
And how much of a part will the fans play? Because the Seahawks play, obviously, in a very intimidating stadium. They're coming to Heinz Field. How big of a deal would that be?
Yeah, it's always a challenge. And when you look at what these Steeler fans have done last week, and, of course, you know, you hear all the sounds of what happens at Seahawks Stadium and what goes on at, I think, at CenturyLink out there, and their 12th man. Yeah, we look at that too. And you look back at the way that these fans are at Heinz Field, just think about the first play of the Broncos offense last week. The Steelers score. The very first play, Teddy Bridgewater is coming to the line of scrimmage. He cannot hear, and it was a delay of game penalty. So when that happens and that impacts the start of a game, you know those fans are going to continue to be electric, which they did throughout. Need that same energy heading into this Seahawks game because they were directly impacted what happened throughout the course of that game, and that's why I was quick to shout them out at the end, after yet last week's game, say kudos to Steelers Nation because they represented at Heinz Field. We need them to do it again this week.
And the offensive coordinator for the Steelers, Matt Canada, talked about his rookie running back who got over 100 yards rushing. It's been a while.
I think he's gotten better every week. I think you see that in what he does and him becoming more comfortable with, you know, everything that is the NFL. So, I don't know, that's unfair to say it's what we expected, or, you know, for me personally to say that. But I think he's gotten better every week.
I think you did expect that from a number one pick from Alabama, Najee Harris, 120 yards. It's been 16 games since a running back had reached the 100-yard mark in a game. Wow.
And that's why they drafted him in the first round, because they wanted him to get – we want to see this side of him. And, of course, we all know he's special running the football. It just didn't add up because there were things going on offensively that he just wasn't able to get it going. But Matt Canada, to his credit, stuck with the running game, was able to get Najee over that 100 yards. And those are things that, you know, is really special, because one thing I looked at it, even though those numbers weren't necessarily where that he would like them to be, he was showing up in the passing game, pitching his blitzing linebacker. He was able to pick his guys up. And then not only that, get out on the routes knowing when he had to get out. So those are things that people don't see because it doesn't necessarily show up in the stat line, but he is becoming that complete back, and that's why he is a three-down back, and that's why he plays the majority of the snaps.
Charlie Batch, I love your analysis. You break it down so well for idiots like me. I can follow everything that you say. Now, I have one other question. You gave a shout-out to the fans. You said they have to be on, but the person who starts it all off, that sets the tempo, is sitting 5 feet across from me here, Larry Richard. How important is the voice of the Steelers on Sunday night?
It is huge. And Larry, thank you for all of what you have done, because people recognize that. And no matter what, it's for Pittsburgh Steelers, first down.
I'll tell you real quick,
going, Larry.
Funny story. Last week we had Ryan Shazier speak at our Heroes event, and he did a beautiful job, and he was walking away from the podium. Then he came back, and he goes, oh, one more thing. You know when you were calling Cam Hayward on the tackle? It was me. And the whole place cracked up. All right. Charlie, you have a great weekend. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.